Shou Tai Yin Fei Qing Hand Tai Yin Lung Channel Points. Lung 1, Zhong Fu. Zhong Fu means treasurer's storehouse or central storehouse or residence. Zhong Fu Lung 1 is the lung mu point or alarm point. It's also a meeting point of the lung and the spleen channels, so hand and foot tie in. It's located on the lateral aspect of the chest in the first intercostal space, 6 sun lateral to the midline and 1 sun inferior to Yuan Men, Lung 2. Needling is transverse oblique, 0.5 to 1 sun medially along the intercostal space. And be aware that deep perpendicular or oblique needling can lead to pneumothorax. And Zhong Fu acts to Xuan Jiang Fei Qi, disseminate and lower Lung Qi. Jika Ping Chuan, stop cough, settle wheezing. Hua Tan Qing Ra, it transforms phlegm, clears heat. Tio Shui Dao, regulates the water pathways. And Jiang Wei Qi, it descends stomach qi to treat stomach qi ni. In terms of therapeutic applications, we'll use it often to treat the chest and the lung, especially with lung qi ni. Also qi ni of the stomach. So with the lung, we might see coughing, shortness of breath, asthma. And with the stomach, we might see vomiting or nausea. It's also used more generally to treat illnesses of the spleen and stomach. It is a crossover point with the spleen and can treat, for instance, abdominal pain or distension. And we'll also use it locally to treat the shoulder, the neck, and the upper back. Next is Yuan Men, Lung 2. And Yuan Men means cloud gate. It's located on the anterior lateral chest, below the lateral extremity of the clavicle, 6 sun bilateral to the midline in the hollow of the deltopectoral triangle. Its actions are mostly classical in origin and nature. Classically, it was used to clear heat from the four limbs. We were also told to select this point for shoulder pain when the shoulder can't be lifted or when there's pain in Shui Pen, the broken dish or supraclavicular fossa. Therapeutically, we tend to use it to treat the chest and the lung, including for cough, labored breathing, chest pain, and heat and vexation in the chest. Also local pain in the upper back and shoulders. And needling is lateral oblique, 0.5 to 0.8 sun. A word of caution, too deep can cause pneumothorax, and the classics say that needling too deep causes qi ni, qi counterflow. Lung 3, Tian Fu. Tian Fu means celestial storehouse, and it refers to the lung's function of storing zong qi, the gathering qi of the chest. And it is a window of heaven point. Tianfu Lung 3 is located on the anterior lateral aspect of the upper arm, 3 sun inferior to the axillary fold, 6 sun superior to Lung 5, Jitsa, in a depression between the lateral border of the biceps, brachii muscle, and the shaft of the humerus. A little location trick here, if we divide the distance between the axillary crease at the armpit and the cubital crease at the elbow into equal thirds, then Tianfu is at the junction of the upper and middle thirds, because that distance between the armpit and the elbow is 9 sun, so 1/3 of that, and we're at Tianfu 3 sun inferior to the axillary fold, and 6 sun superior to the cubital fossa at the elbow. Lung 3, Tianfu, acts to Qing Fei, it clears lung heat, and Jiang Ni, it lowers or down bears lung Qi Ni. Also, Liang Shua Ji Shua, cool blood, stop bleeding. And it will calm the corporeal soul, the pole, which is associated with the lung and housed in the lung. Consider the somatic and autonomic aspect of the soul. In terms of therapeutic applications, we tend to use this point for treating the lung and the chest, including with cough, labored breathing. We also use it for local complaints, such as pain in the upper arm, bleeding, such as nosebleeds, coughing blood, skin problems, including changes in the pigment of the skin, and other complaints, including narcolepsy, goiter, nearsightedness, and heaviness of the body. For nosebleeds, we might combine it with Hagu, large intestine 4, and we'll needle it perpendicular, 0.5 to 1 sun. Lung 4, Shabai. Shabai means guarding white or clasping white. It's related to the protection or the guarding of lung and metal and white. White is the color of metal and the lung. Shabai is located at the anterior lateral upper arm, 4 sun inferior to the axillary fold, 5 sun superior to lung 5, Jitsa, in a depression between the lateral border of the biceps brachii muscle and the shaft of the humerus. In other words, we're 1 sun underneath the last point, lung 3, Tianfu. And we'll needle it perpendicular, 0.5 to 1. In terms of actions and therapeutics, very similar to the last point, and we're mostly going to use Shabai to treat the lung, the chest, including with cough, labored breathing, fullness and pain in the chest, heart vexation, as well as dry heaves and local pain inside the upper arm. Lung 5, Chitsa. Chitsa means cubit marsh. A cubit is a distance, it's about a foot, and we're also talking about the cubital crease here. And the marsh, it's a Husi point, so there's a water reference. It's a Husi point or marsh that's located 1 cubit or 1 foot from the radial pulse. Special point groupings, again, it's a Husi point. It's the water point, making it the child on the lung channel. It's also a ghost point, Gui Tong, which means ghost hall. And it's located on the cubital elbow crease in a depression at the radial side of the biceps brachii tendon. And we'll needle it perpendicular, 0.5 to 1 sun. Lung 5, Chitsa, acts to clear heat from the lung, Qing Fei. Also down bear Qi Ni, Jiang Ni. Also Tio Shui Dao, regulate the water pathways. And it will Tong Jing Hua La, open and activate the channel, invigorate the law vessel or the collateral. And lastly, Shu Jin Jitong, it relaxes the sinews and stops pain. Clinically, this is a very important point for draining excess rather than treating deficiency. So very important for draining excess lung heat in particular and downbearing Qi Ni. Our Husi points are great for downbearing Qi Ni anyway, and this one's on the lung channel, so it's great for that. And it will drain the child of metal because it's also the child point. So the child of metal is water, and that's our Husi point on the yin channel. So we're going to drain it to drain heat from the lung, excess from the lung. Therapeutically, we tend to use it for lung illness, including coughing, coughing blood, coughing phlegm, asthma, lung heat, throat pain. We might also use it for GI complaints. Hussy points in general are great for GI problems. Plus, the lung is the BLE, the yin-yang pair of the large intestine. So we might use it for cramping pain in the intestines, acute intestinal problems, diarrhea, vomiting, gastroenteritis. It will also treat convulsions and seizures. It is a ghost point after all. And for this reason, it will also treat psychiatric problems, even mania. And we might use it for leg or knee symptoms. So this is an example of using the arm points to treat the leg. So maybe pain or weakness or swelling in the knees, for instance, we'll use the corresponding joint in the upper body to treat the lower body joint, so elbow and knee. Could also use it for hemiplegia, where half the body is paralyzed, such as after a stroke. And modern uses include using it to increase peristalsis of the GI tract and also using it to lower blood pressure. Lung 6, Kong Sui. Kong Sui means collection hole, and it's a collection hole for qi in this case, because Kong Sui, Lung 6, is our qi cleft point on the lung. Kong means hole or aperture. And Zui means to collect or gather. And special point grouping, again, this is the qi cleft point of the lung channel. It's located on the flexor aspect of the forearm, 7 sun proximal to lung 9, tai yuan, and the transverse palmar wrist crease. On the line between lung 9, tai yuan, and lung 5, chitsa, which is at the cubital crease. So you could divide the line, which is 12 sun, between tai yuan at the transverse palmar wrist crease and chitsa at the cubital crease. So divide that 12 sun line in half, and then Kong Zui, lung 6, is 1 sun proximal to that halfway mark. We'll needle it perpendicular or oblique, 0.5 to 1.5. It acts to Xuan Jiang Fei Qi, disseminate and downbear lung qi. Qing Ra Run Fei, clear heat, moisten lung. Qing Ra Liang Shui Zhi Shui, clear heat, cool the blood, stop bleeding. And it will also moderate acute conditions, especially in its capacity as a qi cleft point. Therapeutically, we tend to use it to treat the lung and the chest. However, again, as a qi cleft point, we often use it for acute patterns and excess patterns of the lung, especially acute asthma, coughing blood. Qi cleft points on the yin channels are great for stopping blood. We might use it for acute sore throat, maybe with throat pain, swelling, or loss of voice. We might use it for local pain in that area of the arm. And we might use it for the initial stages of hemorrhoids. Again, qi clefts on the yin channels are great to stop bleeding. And here with the hemorrhoids, we have a lung, large intestine, BLE, yin-yang connection. Lung 7, Li Shui. Li Shui means broken sequence. It's the place in the clouds where the light breaks through. So for our special point groupings, it's a law point. It's our law point on the lung channel. So classically, its indications in this regard are in deficiency, frequent yawning and urination, in excess, feverishness in the palms. It's also a Gao Wu command point. It's a Zong Shui or command point for the head and the nape of the neck. It's also a Bai Mai Jiao Hui Shui, one of our 8 meeting points for the extraordinary channels. And it's a meeting point specifically with Ren Mai, the conception vessel. Its paired point is the point on the kidney channel called Jiao Hai, which is the meeting point with Yin Chao. And it's also a heavenly star point. Li Shui, Lung 7, is located on the radial aspect of the forearm, 1.5 sun proximal to Yang Shi, large intestine 5, and the radial wrist crease, in the cleft between the tendons of brachioradialis and abductor pollicis longus. With needling, we usually pinch the skin and needle transverse, 0.5 to 1 sun, either proximal or distal, being cautious of the cephalic vein. Li Shui acts to Jia Biao Chu Feng, release the exterior, expel wind, while also Jiang Fei Qi, lower lung qi. And it will pacify wind and phlegm, so it will actually extinguish interior wind. It will Shi Feng, Hua Tan, extinguish wind, transform phlegm. It will benefit the head and the nape of the neck. It is one of our command points. And it will Tong Tio, Ren Mai, open and regulate the Ren channel. It will Tio Shui Dao, regulate the water pathways, and Tong Jing Jitong, activate or open the channel and stop pain. Overall, this is an extremely important point, including to release the exterior and treat the beginning stages of Gan Mao, a cold, and it releases the exterior for wind heat or wind cold, and can also stimulate the Wei Qi, the protective Qi, and cause sweating to get the pathogens out. It's also a main point for opening the water passageways. The lung governs the water passageways and can treat things like edema and urinary retention. Therapeutically, we use it to treat the lung and the chest, including with cough, including with cold in the lung and phlegm. We also use it for urinary problems, including urinary tract infections, urinary retention. We use it for the head and the back of the neck, including for exterior invasion with pain and stiffness in those areas, also for headache. We use it for the throat, including chronic inflammation of the throat, such as in yin deficiency or a chronic sore, dry throat due to yin deficiency. It does overlap with the Ren vessel. It will moisten the throat, and again, it opens to the Ren, so it opens to the sea of yin and can bring that yin influence to the throat, especially with paired with something like Jiao Hai. It's Ren and Yin Chao pair. Can treat the genital and reproductive system as well. It regulates the uterus and menstrual function, can treat pain in the penis, seminal emission, and you might use it to address the emotions, especially worry, grief, and sadness. When it comes to point combinations, a very common combination for chronic throat problems is to combine Li Shui with Jiao Hai, kidney 6. Again, then we have that extraordinary meridian paired point. Lung 8, Jing Chu, or channel ditch. This is a special point. It is the Jing River point on the lung channel. So it belongs to metal. It's the metal point on the metal channel. Jing Chu, Lung 8, is located above the wrist, 1 sun proximal to Tai Yuan and the transverse palmar wrist crease, on a line between Tai Yuan and Kongzui or Chitza. In a depression at the base, meaning on the ulnar side of the styloid process of the radius, radial to the radial artery. So if you place your finger on Tai Yuan, which is our lung point located at the radial wrist crease, So place your finger there and move proximally. It'll fall into a depression naturally, one sun proximal to the transverse palmar wrist crease. And that depression that it falls into is Jing Chu, lung 8. Hold needle oblique proximal or perpendicular, 0.3 to 0.5. And caution, beware of the radial artery underneath the point. Therapeutically, we tend to use this for the lung and the chest, including changes in voice, because the Jing River points are great for changes in the voice. We might also use it for heat in the palms. The Jing River points tend to clear heat. Lung 9, Tai Yuan. Tai Yuan means big or great abyss. In terms of special point groupings, Tai Yuan Lung 9 is a Mai Hui point. It's our vessel meeting point. It's also our Shu stream point, meaning our earth point, our mother point on the metal channel. This also means, as a Shu stream point on a Yin channel, that it's the Yuan point for the lung channel. And it's a ghost point, Guixin, ghost heart. Lung 9, Tai Yuan, is located at the wrist joint in the depression between the radial artery and the tendon of abductor pollicis longus, level with Shen Men, heart 7, and the proximal border of the pisiform bone. Needling is perpendicular, 0.3 to 0.5, avoiding the radial artery. Tai Yuan Lung 9 acts to Bufei, tonify lung, Hua Tan, transform phlegm. Also, Jiang Fei Qi, lower lung qi. And it will regulate and harmonize the 100 vessels, the Bai Mai. Remember that lung is the prime minister and it meets with the 100 vessels. Lastly, it acts to Tongjin Jitong, open and activate the channel and alleviate pain. This is the main point on the lung channel to tonify the lung. It'll tonify lung qi and lung yin. So we might use it in lung qi deficiency with lack of energy, shortness of breath, weak voice, cold hands. We might use it in lung yin deficiency with dry cough, husky voice, hoarse throat, dry throat, bleeding in the lung, dry skin. Our Shu stream points, especially on the yin channels, tend to be very tonifying. Remember, they're also the Yuan point on those channels. So we might use it for that. We might use it for lung qi ni, such as with coughing. It will also help restore the pulse. It meets with and regulates and harmonizes the vessels. So it helps to regulate the pulse. And it will stop pain and open and unblock locally, as well as on the channel, and also transform phlegm, especially when the phlegm is affecting the lung system. If we pause for a moment and compare two of the points we've looked at so far that are used all the time, Li Shui, which is lung 7, and Tai Yuan, our last point, lung 9, then we can see that in many ways they're very different. So Li Shui, lung 7, is more for exterior conditions and treating the biao, the exterior of the body. Tai Yuan, lung 9, is more for interior patterns, including lung yin deficiency and lung qi deficiency. Lung 7 is more for excess complaints, for shi zheng, excess syndromes or patterns. Lung 9 is more for Shu Zheng deficiency patterns. Lung 7 has more effect on the Fei Qi, on Lung Qi. And Tai Yuan has more effect on Qi and blood as it circulates through the vessels. Lung 7, Li Shui, is used more for channel problems as a distal point used to treat other areas of the channel. And Tai Yuan Lung 9 is usually not used for channel problems. It's more used for the zong, the organ problems. Li Shui, lung 7, does not transform phlegm, whereas Tai Yuan, lung 9, does. Li Shui, lung 7, opens the water passageways, and Tai Yuan, lung 9, does not. So, two very important points, but quite different in their focus and their actions and applications. Lung 10, U Ji. U Ji means fish border or fish edge, and it's talking about the thenar eminence of the thumb, which looks like a fish. For special point groupings, this is a Ying Spring point, a fire point. It's also a ghost point. It's another one with the name Guishen, ghost heart. It's located on the thenar eminence of the hand, in the depression between the midpoint of the shaft of the first metacarpal bone and the thenar muscles. You locate it and needle it close to the border of the metacarpal bone, perpendicular 0.5 to 1. It acts to benefit the throat, Li Yan. Qing Fei or Xiera, clear the lung or drain heat, and also clear or drain fire from the lung. Also Jiang Ni, lower rebellious Qi or Qi Ni. And it will harmonize the stomach and the heart. So we can think about the upper jowl here. If there's lung heat, it might enter the heart and lead to mental disturbances. On the other hand, if there's Zong Qi deficiency, then the heart and the lung Qi will be deficient. Meanwhile, the lung channel arises in the Zhong Jowl, the middle jowl. So we might use this point to also treat heat in the stomach channel, including with things like toothache or breast abscess. And it can lower lung and stomach qi ni. So Uji, lung 10, is the main point on the lung channel to clear full heat or excess heat. It's not used generally for deficiency patterns, including sore throat due to deficiency. For that, we might choose lung 7, Li Shui. It is used for sore throat due to acute patterns and excess patterns, especially sore throat due to heat and fire or heat combined with phlegm. Can treat the throat, including throat pain, loss of voice, dry throat, heat and fire affecting the throat. Can treat the lung and the chest, including with asthma, coughing blood, bronchitis. Can treat bleeding, including coughing blood or urinating blood. Can treat heat in the palms, as well as local complaints or along the channel, including elbow spasm. And our last point of the lung channel, lung 11, Xiao Shang. Xiao Shang means lesser Shang. Shang is the tone of metal, the tone of the lung. And this is lesser because this is our Jing Wel point, and it's the point where the qi of the channel is the smallest and the most superficial. Special point groupings, it's the Jing Wel Wood point. It's also a ghost point called Gui Shin. This is a different shin. It means ghost, faith. It's located on the exterior aspect of the thumb at the junction of the lines drawn along the radial border of the nail and the base of the nail, 0.1 sun oblique from the corner of the nail. A shorter version of that location is 0.1 sun oblique from the radial proximal side of the thumbnail. So you could take it either way, just so long as you knew where the point is. We'll needle it perpendicular or oblique, 0.1 to 0.2 sun, or just prick it to bleed. Lung 11, Xiao Shang, acts to Kai Chao, open the orifices or revive consciousness. It will also qing ra, li yan, clear heat, benefit the throat. Therapeutically, we use it for the chest and the throat, including swelling and pain in the throat, cough, labored breathing, fullness under the heart, which is a classical function of our Jingwell wood points. It will also expel exterior wind heat. It's good for acute cases like our Jingwell wood point, so including loss of consciousness, stroke, fainting, and it will treat disorders of the Shen, the heart, mind, spirit, consciousness, especially with heat, such as with fever, delirium, febrile illness, maybe even epilepsy or mania. And that finishes our first set of points on our first regular channel.